Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, this is another episode of Soundcheck, our live performance and interview series. Today, coming to you live from the Green Space, New York Public Radio's ground floor performance venue, I'm John Schaefer, and I am so thrilled to welcome back to Soundcheck, to WNYC, to New Sounds, the singer Angelique Kidjo. From Benin in West Africa, but now living here in New York, she is a multiple Grammy winner whose albums in the past have sort of promoted a wider view of Africa, and especially promoted African women. But her latest album, Mother Nature, takes it big picture. It's all about this earth and protecting it, and it features lots of guest vocalists and guest musicians. But today, Angelique Kidjo is here with her band in advance of a big concert Friday night at Carnegie Hall to play some of the songs from Mother Nature for us. This first one is called Africa, One of a Kind.
Africa, oh, why? Africa, oh, my young yebe. Africa, 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 eh? My Africa, my Africa, eh?
No matter the way, but I will always ride for you. I'll be here to save you, your superwoman fly for you. You are one of the kind. I'll always have you on my mind. You're afar, the others must be blind to not see how special you are. You are Africa. Padura fun we o iwo lo je ni mo je o le wa ni agbara kan kan ko si ti o daru ba mo padura fun we o iwo lo je ni mo je o le wa ni agbara kan kan ko si ti o daru ba. I don't like to see you in pain, I go cry for you. It's all your blood in my veins, I live for you. Because you are one of a kind, I'll always have you on my mind. You're afar, the others must be blind to not see how special you are. You are Africa. You are Africa. We are Africa. You are Africa.
Angelique Kidjo and her band live in the green space with a song called Africa, One of a Kind. And Angelique, Africa may be one of a kind. That's kind of two songs in one. What is that other rhythm that the band goes to a couple of times during that song?
Well, it's 4-4 and 6-8 all the time. I just like to mix it and mess it up because we have so many different rhythms in Africa, complex one, simple one, a super complex one. And you cannot talk about Africa as one of a kind without giving, some taste rhythmically. So.
Absolutely. And that 6-8 is so crucial because,
exactly.
You can divide it in threes, divide it in twos.
Any kind of way you want. And that's basically that 6-8 cowbell and the Cubans call it clave.
Right.
It's at the center of pretty much every music.
And, Steve Reich, the Pulitzer Prize-winning American composer, to this day talks about that West African bell pattern as like one of the absolute roots of his music.
Absolutely.
So, Mother Nature, it's obviously a very timely album. Mm-hmm. This song on the album features not one but two guests, Salif Keita and Mr. Easy.
Yeah, for me it's a transmission tradition. That was right there because we cannot talk about our continent without talking about the oral tradition. And the oral tradition is a transmission because most of our history is not written. So the elderly people and the griot are the ones that are telling us what time it is, what happened before, what is happening now, what can happen in the future if you're not careful. So it was important to do this song to portray and to prove that transmission through generation is still way alive in our continent.
And it is still an oral tradition because without having to write a lot of things down, recordings are now the new way of passing on this oral tradition. And, you and I did an online thing with Mr. Easy, and I was struck by how many of these young West African, Nigerian, Ghanaian musicians look up to you and your recordings as kind of a tradition that's being handed down to them.
Well, I didn't understand the impact I was having on those young musicians when I started in early 90s. And it hit me when I became a UNICEF Goodwill Ambassador in 2002 to start traveling. And we'll arrive in villages where barely there's any electricity or TV, and people won't call me by my name. They call me by my songs. I start seeing young girls cutting their hair the way I cut my hair. For me, I was just like doing what I'd know how to do. So to see the recognition from those young generation of what I have allowed them to see, foresee that they are doing today is a responsibility. And at the same time, I'm like, thank God I didn't mess it up.
Well, now you have Nigerian singers like Burna Boy and Yemi Alade who are global superstars in their own right. They're both fans of yours. They've both worked with you, and you've returned the favor working with them as well. And it's just great to see this kind of next generation really building on what you've done and reaching huge audiences.
Well, I'm happy that they are doing it because, when I started doing music, there were no internet. So living in a country of dictatorship, you don't have the outlet that they have today to touch so many people on the subject that they wanted to talk about. And I've been living, doing my music to see this day come. The internet has allowed those many young artists to become superstars in their own country without signing debilitating contract with all those big companies. And they are realizing that they have to be at the same time as that they are musicians, they have to be entrepreneur.
Well, the last time you were supposed to be at Carnegie Hall. You had this entire program built up with all kinds of guests. Sadly, some of them are no longer with us. The great Manu Dibango passed away early on in the COVID crisis. But Friday night, you'll be back there with, now it seems like a kind of expanded message for people.
Our fate and our destiny are intertwined. It doesn't matter the skin color you have, the language you speak. The COVID-19 pandemic have proven me that you cannot live underestimating the power of the person next to you or the ability and the skill of the person. That we all depend on one another. And this concert is for New York and the world beyond New York. Because as I was sitting in Paris losing Manu Dibango, then my father-in-law, then Tony Allen, and all those people that I cherish, that I know that music has impacted me and helped me, I start turning my attention to New York, looking at, I was glued to CNN from the moment I wake up, to see how many people were dying, daily. Yeah. And I'm like, this is my city. This is how I've been living the last 20 years. How can we rebuild? How can we heal? And how can we start a new life, new norms together? And I decided to do this show at Carnegie Hall to invite generational musician from Philip Glass all the way to Josh Groban.
Well, and your past shows at Carnegie Hall have been very memorable events, with or without guests. But man, what a range from Earth Gang, the Georgia-based band, to Philip Glass, whose Symphony Number 12 you are the featured vocalist on. So that's at Carnegie Hall this Friday night, November 5th. Angelique Kidjo and the band. And we should introduce the members of the band before you play the next song.
Well, this is my core band.
Yes. Dominic James on guitar, as always.
Yes, Dominic James on guitar. Michael Olatuja on bass from Nigeria, from Senegal on the percussion, Magat Sowen from Chile, Mr. Yayo Serka. I try to bring the world together on stage too, because hey, everybody, this is where the foundation is, and every guest that come, every instrument that come, they are gonna be there to lift them up.
Also, this is New York, right?
Yeah,
all
New
these
York,
countries
absolutely.
Coming together.
So that's it. So I mean, guests are welcome to join this gang.
All right. Take it or leave it. Is the name of this next song.
Well, this one is the challenging one, because I don't rap, but I become a rapper. So I'm telling the viewer, you're going to get what you get. Don't expect me to be rapping now. As people rap, I'll do my best.
All right. Spitting rhymes on the green space stage. Here is Angelique Kidjo and her band.
Want to dance with me? Oh baby, take it or leave it. What I got is what you need. Oh baby, take it or leave it. Don't you want to dance with me? Oh baby, take it or leave it. What I got is what you need. Feel the music, it never stops. The rhythm is always on. Feel the moment, think with your heart. Baby, the rhythm's always on. Oh baby, take it or leave it. If you want to dance with me. Oh baby, take it or leave it. What I got is what you need. Oh baby, take it or leave it. Don't you want to dance with me? Oh baby, take it or leave it. What I got is what you need. Don't be greedy, don't take too much. I'll show you when it's enough. Tell me, are you satisfied with what you got? And do you know the difference between wanting and needing? Wanting and needing love. Swallow my body up, you got an appetite. Take your time, enjoy the ride. Enjoy the vibe, do me right. Love your body language, I see what you say. Yeah, your body's banging, feel like I'm in pain. See, I got what one in need. Don't waste the juice when you squeeze. It's no secret, my love is too frequent. I've got that frequency, we stay unbeaten. Tempo, tempo, don't leave me in limbo. You want it or not, shout it, this ain't for it. So, yeah, take it or leave it if you dare. Got the hood, so be where, one of the kind, so be there. Woo! Oh baby, take it or leave it, if you want to dance with me. Oh baby, take it or leave it, what I got is what you need. Oh baby, take it or leave it, don't you want to dance with me?
Angelique Kidjo and her band live in the Green Space, WNYC's ground floor performance venue. This special sound check session with Angelique and her band doing songs from her latest record called Mother Nature. That one is Take It or Leave It. And Angelique, you know, there's kind of a spectrum of voice. You know, there's speech, there's rap, there's chant, there's outright singing. And, you know, there are various degrees between that, you know, rap and singing. Yeah. And this song is...
Well, thank God the Earth Gang, they're going to come and save my butt at Carnegie because I can't rap.
So Earth Gang are with you on the record.
Yeah, and they're going to come and rap and save the day, as I have to
say. At Carnegie Hall on Friday? Okay. Because I wanted to ask you, you know, these songs, there are lots of guests on many of them who bring their own vocal styles to it. And then when you have to perform these songs without them, is it stretching new muscles for
you,
musical?
Oh, yeah, completely stretching new muscles. For example, the song that we played, the first one, Africa One of a Kind. I mean, if you realize, I'm singing a very low range because I'm not Mr. Easy.
Yeah.
So I tried to think about it as a metamorphosis because I'm on stage being female and male sometime and two female at the same time, and it's fun. I have fun with it. Sometimes I mess it up. I'm like, I don't care. It's not me singing. It's somebody else I'm trying to sing. But it is really interesting as a vocalist to be able to go through, to discover different range and to tap into them that you don't use most of the time, because if you don't feel comfortable there, why should you use it? And it's there. I mean, you can just go back there. And I mean, I've been singing in the low ranges from going to the low to the top one. And I'm kind of discovering my voice differently. Also, the work that I've done with Philip Glass has allowed me also to see and to think about my voice differently. So it's a journey.
Yeah.
I mean, the voice journey never ends, actually.
Well, and, you know, that's one of the great things is, you know, you've been doing this for decades now, mm-hmm. and you're still finding excuses to use your voice in different ways.
Yep.
The Philip Glass Symphony, we didn't mention this before, it's the third of his symphonies based on the music of David Bowie. It's
yes,
the Lodger
indeed.
Symphony. Yeah. So basically what you're singing in that piece are Bowie's lyrics.
Bowie's lyrics. And
set to Philip's
for the
music.
First time I really discover the poet Bowie.
Yeah.
Because we listen to his song and we never pay attention, take a moment to think about what he's saying. And the couple of songs that Philip picked from the album Lodger are very interesting because you're talking about domestic violence.
Yes.
Touching up on stuff that I've never thought I would sing ever. It's really interesting because when I'm singing Johnny, I say, don't hit her. I'm not singing it. I don't want to sing that part.
Right.
I just want to say it loud for people to understand what he say. I can go, don't hit her. It doesn't have the same strength of me going, don't hit her in the middle of a song. Because people have to understand that Johnny is a man and he's bigger than her.
That's right in the lyrics.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
the song is Repetition, by the way.
Repetition. Yeah, yeah. I just love it. I just love that song, and I love to discover the, I don't know if you say that, the finesse of his,
there is an elegance to the way he sets these awful lyrics.
And here you go, here am I singing this, and I'm like, envisioning, I'm like, that's not that poetic when it happens, really. But that's what music does. We just cannot be literal, because otherwise nobody listens to nothing.
Right. So without getting too literal about the message of Mother Earth, you know, many people listen to your albums, and I know you speak many languages, but, you know, many people speak their language and maybe English or French. So for people who may not understand all the words that you're singing, what message can music give people?
I think music has shown me that the language, really, we are the one that put the barrier of the language. When people start listening to music, people tell me, I don't understand anything about what you're saying, but it touches me deeply. And that validates what I've been doing through my career, that when emotion is involved, the language just supports the emotion. The emotion, the raw emotion, don't need any language. And the song Mother Nature, what I'm singing in my language is, we all have to stand up and do something about the nature, because every time we wake up, we need to drink water. And if there's no more water, what are we going to do? So that's what I'm saying in my language, because if I stayed in English, I didn't know how to say it to make it so important as it is to me to see already what is going on in some places in Africa, the scarcity of water. We've been dealing with this for centuries, I mean for decades now, where clean water is not available for millions of people in Africa. And we, in Western world, we waste water, and we don't even think that we, I mean, it's just crazy if I think about it, all my trip and all where I go, and see how water is so essential to the daily life.
You know, the movie Dune has just come out, the new version, and it just reminds me of the author, Frank Herbert, when that book came out in the 70s, and water was like more precious than gold or platinum or anything. It was just like, you think of, there were people who knew this was going to happen, and their voices were ignored. Now maybe if he had written a song cycle instead of a novel, people would have listened. I don't know. I doubt it.
We just live in denial, and my mom will explain that in saying, we live in denial most of the time because we know we have certain time to spend here. We know that from the moment we are born, the end of our life is always something that is in our perspective. So therefore, we cannot be focused all the time on what is needed. We just put it aside, thinking that it's going to go away. But it's not going to go away. It becomes more relevant today when you know that in countries like Chile, some native people cannot access the water they have been accessing for centuries because some company from somewhere in America somewhere have bought those water. We can't. I mean, not everything is for sale. And if we don't learn from this pandemic to care for one another better in a different way, I think Mother Earth will just be the cherry on top of the cake. We'll destroy one another, because one of my songs, Free and Equal, that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I'm saying we are our worst enemy. Love is the only thing that can loosen the hate.
Now, are you finding, we were talking about the younger generation, especially of West African and Central African musicians who, you know, now work with you, are you finding them more receptive to this message, and they're passing it on as well?
I mean, the thing that is really interesting is to see the awakening of those young generation. And they are not ready to settle as our fathers and grandfathers have done. They don't want that. They want a different Africa. And they're on the rise because you and I, we won't be here. They are the next generation that are going to carry all the mess that we left behind. Now they start thinking about how they can impact this planet of ours and this world in which we live in. And I'm happy to let them figure it out. I don't have the answer for it.
Yeah, well, before you have the two of us dead and buried.
No, we're going to be here for a while.
Okay.
You and I are going to be here for a while. And we're going to sit down a couple of years down and go, you remember we're talking about this? You see how our kids are doing?
How the kids are doing.
Oh, man, yeah, we're going to be happy. Like, we have been talking about it and have been listening.
I hope so.
I'm hopeful.
Shall we hear the title track?
Mother Nature it is.
All right. Angelique Kidjo and her band, live from the green space.
Yeah. Don't ever let them hurt you in any way. I'll never let them steal and take the best of you. Keep building cities from the ground. We rise and weave the wave. Don't ever let them hurt you in any way. I'll never let them steal and take the best of you. Keep building cities from the ground. We rise and weave the wave. Mother Nature has a way of warning us. A time bomb set on a lost countdown. Do you find it? Do you stop it? Won't you listen? Amen, si amen, eva mi ale bene pipe, amen. Amen, si amen, que le bodja ero la nusilo. Each one of us, we need each other. We need each other. It's one of us, we need each other.
the best of you. Keep building cities from the ground. We rise and weave the way. Mother Nature has a way of warning us. A time bomb set on a last countdown. Will you find it? Will you stop it? Won't you listen? We need each other. One of us, we need each other. Amen, si amen, eba mi ale benedike, amen. Amen, si amen, kele gotcha, ero la dus. Oh, I know we are human, but what can we use to give? She's giving us. Mother Nature has a way of warning us. A time bomb set on a last countdown. Do you hear it? Do you stop it?
Once again, Angelique Kidjo and her band live at the Green Space, our ground floor performance venue. No audience today, but lots of dancing going on stage here anyway, Angelique.
As usual, man.
As usual.
You know, I can't be on stage without dancing. It's impossible.
Yeah. So folks who, if you're just listening to the podcast, you need to go to our YouTube channel or to the website and check out the videos of these live performances at newsounds.org. So Friday night, November 5, you're at Carnegie Hall, which is a nice way to cap what has been a difficult year and a half that began with the cancellation of your big Carnegie Hall event. In that year and a half, you've been really busy. I mean, you know, the album, Mother Nature, we just heard the title track, that came out. You've done the Olympic opening. And what lessons do you take away from all of this virtual activity that you, this kind of, there's been a different kind of community at work?
Yeah, it has been helping us stay connected, but I missed the warmth of being with people. And it's more tiring when you're doing the streaming than when you're on stage actually playing a concert. Because what is happening during the concert is that it's an exchange of energy with the public. So they give you, you give them, and you come out of there, you're tired positively. When you finish streaming or Zooming, I'm like, I have headaches sometimes because it's your focus and your energy is used, not moving. And I love people. So being on stage for me is a paradise. I don't know what paradise look like. I'm not dead yet. I don't know what it is. But if paradise look like what I feel, how I feel on stage, well, the day I die, God is in for a trip because I'm gonna do his concert every day, every minute. He's gonna become completely go. You know what? I'm sending you back to earth. I'm gonna go. I ain't going nowhere. You bring me up here. I'm singing you to death, Bobby. I'm telling you, man. That's where it's gonna go.
Okay. A warning to the Almighty from Angelique Kidjo
for singing him to sleep and singing him to dance. I wanna see God dance.
All right.
And God is waiting for me for that. He's like, this knucklehead that I put on hell earth is coming back to me. It's coming back to haunt me.
I'll just say one last thing about you being on stage. I mean, anyone who is watching this knows that I'm at least a head taller than you. But somehow, when you are on stage, you become this huge commanding presence. And I cannot be the first person that's told you this.
No, people have told me that.
And then they meet you and you're like,
tiny.
This little.
Yeah, but most of the time I have a stage.
Well, the band is the band. They're all laughing.
Yeah, they know that.
Because they know it's, right, guys? You know, it's.
Oh, yeah, you know.
Come on, shut up. Well, I don't know what it is because for me, being on stage is what I live for. I would say I'm part of those privileged people that live off their passion. Not many people have the luxury of living off their passion. So I don't take it lightly when I'm on stage. I'm there 100, 200%.
Yeah.
And I love being on stage. I love singing to people. I love seeing people sing with along with me. It won't be the same. I can't go into the public anymore as I used to do pre-COVID. But people will always be invited to stand on their chair and to dance if they want to, because I want people to think of their life as worth living. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, I am lucky enough to be one of those people who gets to pursue his passion as well. And mine is bringing people like you to the airwaves to share your music with our listeners. And this has been, as always, great fun. Good luck on the concert at Carnegie Hall. And yes, Angelique Kidjo, band, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Do yourself a favor, check out the videos of Angelique and her band playing live on the Green Space stage. And my thanks to the crew at the Green Space who aided and abetted our usual soundcheck team, our technical director Irene Trudell and producer Karen Havlick, video editor David McLean, the rest of the Green Space crew, Jennifer Keeney-Sendro, Ricardo Fernandez, and Utsuki Otsuka. Thanks to all of them, and thank you for listening. I'm John Schaefer. See you next time.